Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 3rd June 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be free from any relationships of the body, and while living at home with your family, remain combined with one Father. If you want to play a part in a pure family, Pravritti Mark, while living at home with your family, then remain beyond any relationship of the body. Let there be no awareness, even in your dream, of being a man and then one a woman. We souls are brothers, and so how can there be man and woman in the combined form, Yugal Swarup? It's you and the Father. That being a couple is just in name for the sake of service. However, in the combined form, it is I and the Father. Move along while thinking this, and you will be called a courageous, Himatvan, victorious, Vijayi soul. So Baba is telling us, whilst we are in the Pravritti Mark, stay Nivritta. Nivritta means stay beyond. Let there be no awareness even in your dreams. Which awareness? Awareness of being a man and a woman. We souls are brothers. So how can there be a man and woman in the combined form? It is you and the Father. That is just in the name for the sake of service. In the combined form, it's you and the Father. So, Baba is telling us something about gender consciousness. There is male and female. So, getting rid of male consciousness and getting rid of female consciousness. Baba is saying that whilst you stay in the Pravritti Mark, do not think of yourself as husband and wife. Do not think of yourself as male and female. Think of yourselves just as souls. Do not think of yourself as yugal, as couple. If at all you want to think of yourself as couple, as yugal, it's you and the Father. This is such a revolutionary thing Baba is telling us. We forget everything, but we never forget that I am male and somebody is female, or I am female and somebody is male. This maleness and this concept of femaleness is so deeply in our consciousness, and Baba is attacking that itself. He doesn't want us to think that I am male and somebody is female. Even though Baba says many times, think of yourselves as brothers and sisters as regards Brahma, but then today he is saying, you have to even go beyond this relationships of the body. Stay in the Pravritti Mark, but stay Nivritt from this relationships of the body, because these relationships become trap. They trap you. All the relationships, males and females, they start in a very beautiful manner. They start with service. They start with exchange of good wishes. They start with sharing knowledge. They start with respect. But gradually, this relationships of male and female, it has been seen on the path of spirituality. Male is also spiritual, female is also spiritual. And when a bond is formed, a deep relationship is formed, a deep sense of intimacy is generated between males and females, this gradually deteriorates into physical relationships. This gradually deteriorates into familiarity. This gradually deteriorates into deep sense of attachment. This gradually deteriorates into possessiveness. No matter, male is spiritual and female is also spiritual. Both are intense effort makers. But the moment a bond is formed, a relationship is formed, and for some moment or the other, if male comes in disturbance or the female comes in disturbance because of anything, they try to get attracted towards each other for support. Those moments of support turn into deep relationships of attachment, and gradually attachment develops. That's why a Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari, even though both of them have got the third eye of knowledge, have recognized the father, but one should always remember that both are carrying the sanskars of 63 births of body consciousness, and all those births are from Dwapar till now, they were engaged in sensual relationships. Even though they have a very deep respect for each other, but sensuality doesn't understand the language of respect. Sensuality doesn't understand age. Sensuality doesn't take care of place. Sensuality doesn't take care of circumstances. Sensuality doesn't consider time. Sensuality doesn't consider the deep respect we have that for that person. For a mind which is sensual, the other person becomes just a sensual toy to play with. And either he may utilize her or she may utilize him. Either he may look upon her as a toy and she may look upon her as a toy. And they play with each other. And even though they know their exalted spiritual lives, but as I said, sensual desires are blind. Sensual desires make a person blind. That's why these relationships between the two, Baba is saying, do not think, even if one is married or unmarried, one is married, do not think that I am husband and she is my wife and I am wife and he is my husband. This consciousness is dangerous. I am male and she is female. I am female and he is male. The very concept of maleness and femaleness induces difference, and this gender difference can turn into sensual relationship. That's why Baba is saying, if at all you want to think of yourself as yugal, as couple, think that father and I, this is the relationship of a couple, not this. In fact, all human relationships, if you see, all, this is a cruel truth, but they all are sensual. The moment I say, I am, she is my sister, if I say like that, for my real sister, or for my real brother, If a brother says, he is my brother, sister says, he is my brother, person says, she is my sister, that also mean indirectly they are coming out from sensual relationships of their parents. Even if somebody says, she is my mother, that also means that I am coming out of her sensual relationship. The moment somebody says, he is my father, it also means that I am coming out of his sensual relationship. The moment somebody says, he is my husband, so it also means that that female is having sensual relationship with that husband. Even if a husband says, she is my wife, it also indirectly means that she is available for sensual relationships. All human relationships, for that matter, are somewhere arising out of lust. And so long this lust is there, no relation can ever become successful. Because mother, father, children, their children, everything, if you see this entire orbit, everything is based somewhere on those concept of sensual relationship. But how, when I say that, or if somebody may ask me, how can you say that the relationship of mother and a child is sensual? Or how can you say that relationship of father and child is sensual? This is really a something hurting, because we think these relationships are very pure. But if a father who loves his son too much suddenly gets to know that this son is not mine but somebody else's, the father of this son is somebody else, not me, will he love that son with the same intensity? I was saying, you were saying, or the world was saying, that this relation of father and son is very pure, platonic. And here I am telling that all relationships are sensual. Mother, son. Mother suddenly gets to know that this is not my child, but my child had died, and this is a child which was brought from orphanage and put in the cradle, and I was made to believe that this is my child. Will her love remain the same? Probably not. When the father comes to know suddenly that this is not my child, where has gone the love of the father? When the mother comes to know that this is not my child, where has gone the love of that mother? So probably, as I said, all human relationships are sexual. Unless and until this very concept, unless and until the very base of all relationship is removed or shifted from sensuality to spirituality, there can never be any successful relationship ever in this world. That's why if you see from Copper Age till now, all relationships, mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister, siblings, they are somewhere revolving around sensuality. That's why what Baba is saying is so pertinent, so important. There is only one time in the history of mankind where this relationship is not based on sensuality, and that is Golden Age and Silver Age. Because that was the time when the birth of a child was asexual. That was the only time when all relationships are very pure, because they are not arising out of lust. The moment reproduction has lust as the basis, everything deteriorates. This is such a basic concept. Mother, father, the moment one says she is my sister, that itself is sensuality even. That means we both are coming out from the sensual relationships of our parents. The moment somebody says he is my father, that also means that he is arising out of sensual relationship with mother. So if you see the entire orbit, everywhere sensuality is in the air. So what is today's Vardhan? A blessing is, Baba is saying, if you want to play a part in a pure family, Pavitra Pravritti Mark, if you want to make, whilst living at home with your family, stay beyond, stay Nivrit, any relationship of the body. Let there be no awareness, mind well, the word, no bhan, even in your dreams of what? Of being male or being female. The moment I say I am male, all the deterioration starts. Because male means strength, male means power, male means possessiveness, male means akraman, attack, aggression, male means ego. And the moment somebody says I am female, it means submission, it means delicacy, it means in some way beauty. So, you know, these two things are there, male and female. But as one turns towards spirituality, one tends to become feminine gradually. If you see all the saints, their nature has turned from male to female. In every human being, we have male and female both together. But as we turn towards spirituality, we become more feminine. All the saints, they were more or less feminine. If you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was more or less feminine. Many of them, most of the devotees, they turn female-like. Their voice, their behavior. Female means gentleness. Female means submission. Female means surrender. Female means passive somewhere. Aggression is in the male. In general, not always. So Baba is saying, let there be no awareness in your dreams of being a man and a female and a woman. We souls are brothers. So how can there be male, man and woman? Baba is saying, where from you are saying I am bhai and I am sister? No behen, no bhai. No brother, no sister. No wife, no husband. All are souls. This is such a revolutionary concept. In the combined form, if you at all want to remain combined, and if you at all want to think of yourself as yugal, think of yugal, he and me. This is the yugal. Not she and me. Not he and me. This yugal, Baba doesn't want. This being a yugal is just in name for the sake of service. Yes, this is only for the sake of service. These are brothers will do, sisters will do. Sisters will sit on this side, brothers would sit on this side. This is just for the sake of administration, and this is for the sake of outside purity. Otherwise, this mixing itself can deteriorate into impurity. However, in the combined form, it is I and the Father. Move along while thinking this, and you will be called a courageous and victorious. Baba is saying he is saying this for those who are in the Pravritti Mark, those who are married. They in fact are Mahavir. Those who are unmarried and they follow Brahmacharya and they follow purity, that's fine, they are known as Veer. But those are who are in the pravritti marg, and those who are married, and those who stay with as husband and wife, they have to go beyond this relationship of husband and wife. Even the male and the female. But this, as I said, maleness and femaleness is so deeply inverterated in our being. For example, 30 years back, you met somewhere, someone in the courtyard of Madhuban, and that person gave you a gift. Now I ask you, tell me the name of that person who gave you the gift. You say, I don't remember. Then I ask you, tell me what clothes that person was wearing. You say, I don't remember what clothes that person was wearing. Then I ask you, what was the gift? You say, even I don't remember the gift. I say, do you remember the place from where that person belonged? You say, I don't remember the person, the place from that where the person belonged. I ask, which language that person knew? I don't remember. But if I ask, was that male or female? You say, she was female. One remembers this. One never confuses between male and female. So this, because there's a deep rooted sanskars going on for a long time. So the first attack should be at this level. I am not this male, I am not female even. Nachabhati bhuta sangam. I am something else. I am that sexless soul which is in the male body at present. But I am beyond this gender consciousness. One is body consciousness, another is gender consciousness. In the body consciousness, the first thing that comes is this gender consciousness. I am this, I am that. And if you see Indian scripture, all scriptures are written by male. It is always the Savitri that goes and tries to bring Satyavan. But have you ever heard of any Satyavan going and bringing Savitri back? It's never. It's always the female who is ready to sacrifice her life as a sati at the pyre of her husband. But have you ever heard of any Ram giving Agni Pariksha for Sita? Never. So this gender differences have always been there, existing in the history, in the concept, and so they are so deeply inviterated in our being, so deeply ingrained in our grey matters and the cortex. So it is an uphill task, and it is an internal practice, deep practice of relinquishing this body consciousness, this gender consciousness, this soil consciousness. I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. But I am something else. I am pure consciousness. I am soul. I am Atma. So, that's why this is so important. Practice of soul consciousness. So that we get rid of this, what is known as cobweb. What is known as bandhan, what is known as bondage, what is known as a cage of gender consciousness. Even go beyond this cage of gender consciousness and we see each other as souls and we consider ourselves as soul and we do not see others as sensual objects. We do not see others as source of sensuality. We do not see others as a source of sensual enjoyment. We do not see others as toys and playthings of material gratification. We see them as beings of light. We see them as set of sanskars. We see them as a person with different sanskars, a person with different self-respect, rather than as objects, as things for utilization, for exploitation. Do not exploit males or females as objects. By allowing your eyes to feast on their physical appearance. So this is a very deep understanding which is necessary to get rid of this general consciousness. Om Shanti.